This is Average Advice. I'm Zar.
And I'm Tim. Average guys, average stories, average advice.
Welcome to season two, where new and exciting things are on the way.
Stay tuned and stay average.
Average. Do you think we overpromised?
Nah.
Yep.
I still think every single time I'm listening to that, I'm like, man, is this too long? It's a bit long.
Fuck it.
Yeah. Welcome back to another exciting episode. We've got a new person in the hot seat. Hello, Cass.
Hello.
Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
We've known Cass for a long, long time, actually. I don't even know, when was the first time we all met each other?
I vividly remember the first time we were like talking properly was at his 17th.
Oh, God.
Like we knew each other, but then I remember one time we were all at his 17th, obviously not drunk.
Yeah, no, we don't drink underage.
I probably wasn't, to be fair.
You probably weren't, but I have a memory of us chilling on that couch he had in the backyard.
Oh, God.
And I was putting music on and we were just like chatting. I was like, oh, hey, Cass.
That was a party that brought a lot of people together, to be fair. Pretty sure Jess and Robbie met at one of those parties.
That's true.
Yeah, dude.
Well, I think we met at the AFP.
I was about to say that. We met like
You met in jail.
Yeah.
No, future jail. No, like in year 10.
It was Wex. It was
for some reason, back in the day, I thought I was going to be a cop in my adult life.
Me too.
Yeah.
did not go the same plan.
Was the work experience what put you off it?
No. Actually, I was excited for that. But no. I
realized how fit you had to be.
Yeah.
Oh.
So you basically did like, it was like a 2-day training thing. You went there and you did like some courses and some classes and stuff. But then the next day they did like all fitness tests.
Mm-hmm.
But that was like in year 10. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the next year we went to school and I was like, how do I fucking
know you? Felt horrible because you and Sam were like, oh, Cass, how you going? And I was like, the fuck
was
you
Sam
guys
on that? No, yeah, you're fucking allowed to swear. Sorry. Fuck yeah, you're allowed
to swear. No, you fucking can't swear, you fucking fuck.
You can swear as much as you fucking like. No, was the cruise on that AFP thing?
Well, he remembered me from it, so I'm assuming so.
I don't remember the cruise being
unless
on
you
it.
Talked about it to him, because he was there when
no,
you guys
cruise
were
wasn't
like,
fucking on it, fuck.
No, because I remember I did it with like David Muggleton and stuff like that, but I don't remember cruise. Well, I'll have to talk to him.
I don't remember you.
Yeah.
But also,
well,
I was going I was going through a really hard phase. Everyone hated me. That was my emo phase.
Oh, yeah. So back in year 10 phase.
Kind of like
no one's ever hated you, Cass.
That out.
Yeah.
Although they did all through high school.
Did they tell you that?
No.
Yeah, well, they can fuck off.
Exactly.
And mate, they can hear about it on this podcast.
On this podcast that they definitely
listen
to.
Anyone who's listening and you hated Cass, well, why don't you get fucked and listen to a shitter podcast?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Bit hard. This is a pretty shit podcast.
Yeah. Don't tell them that.
No, but so we've known each other for a long time, but like most of my memories of you is when we're drunk at parties. Well, at least I was drunk at parties.
Often was not.
To be fair, most of my high school memories of all college has just been parties. Yeah. Because there's a lot of parties in college.
It's the best part of college, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a good
part. I don't even remember the school part. It was just like blur, 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 drink. Blah, 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 drink.
I remember
the canteen.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Blur, 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 playing cards in recess and lunch. Blur, mm-hmm. blur, blur, drunk.
Yeah.
Well, I lived across the road, so I used to go back home a lot of the time as well, which was good.
I should have done that more. I lived pretty close to.
You did.
But you wanted to hang out with your friends. This is the same thing that Matt Sibley fucking did all the time. He lived about 2 minutes away.
Yeah, but I took my friends home.
Yeah, see, he didn't. He just fucked off.
Male friends?
Blake.
Well, yeah.
Doyle and Chantel.
Oh.
Male friends, huh?
Could perhaps an orgy? Yes, a college orgy.
Only a couple.
Jesus. Man, I didn't get invited to any of the cool shit, man.
Sorry.
No.
Why weren't we friends earlier?
So what have you been up to since you left school? So it's been a while. Like we sort of all went our all separate ways. We're just talking about off air.
Beautiful hand actions.
I pretty much jumped straight into work.
I think most people did.
Yeah.
So as soon as year 12 finished, you were just like, all right, guess I better
Well, I was already working at the end of it. So I worked at Equip. I don't know if you guys remember Kayla.
Nope.
Red hair.
Nope.
No.
I only remember Kayla with blue hair. Yeah.
Well, we used to hang out with
siblings.
Her all the time. Yep. Maybe. She's
friends
with
Kelly's
lot,
sister.
Which is why, hence the question. and then you worked there and then moved from like costume jewelry and then moved to Adam and Eve.
Ooh, oh, I do remember that. Yeah, I do remember that.
That was fun.
All right, let's just pause on that one.
Done.
All right, did you have orgies at work?
Whoa, I have so many.
No, but I got invited to one from these guys in Sydney.
Was the guy, were the guys hot or were they like fat balding?
No, they were shit-faced. Okay. No, they were like...
Who goes to a porn place shit-faced?
Oh, they were from Sydney and this was what they had to do. They got told they had to go there.
That's the most retarded thing ever.
This was like, I want to say straight out of college almost, like a couple months after. And... it was so weird hearing myself. I'm sorry. And yeah, they came in. They were so drunk and they were just looking around being
guys at a porn place.
Who at the time I went, you guys are so old, but looking back, we're probably younger than I am now.
Yeah. I remember my first time because you'd go there with your friends and it's always a big joke and everyone would grab the big dildo and chase you around. With
it. The American challenge.
Yeah.
The American challenge. Yeah.
Well, everyone I worked with was like mid-50s.
Well, yeah, I'm pretty sure that's normal.
Have you ever talked to someone who's your same age as your parents being like, can you go get me the pink butterfly dildo?
Surely,
fuck no.
Surely the types of people you saw walk into those kinds of places, there's like two different types, right? There's like the creepy kind of like middle-aged older men that are like, I'm here for the porn.
Do you have the big titties style, please?
Or the other 50% of the population is just all the stoners looking for bongs.
Yeah.
Like, there's a small like middle ground though. People got walk in and they're like, I know exactly what I want. This is what I want. Or, you know, where is...
I'm looking to spice up my marriage.
To be fair, anyone that goes there to actually buy porn, you'd be like, do you not... No, this Internet? Is free.
Yeah.
Like, the days of buying porn are done. It's over.
I think I only ever sold like two DVDs.
How are they still open?
But these probably like these generation of people that don't know how to use computers that are like, I need to go to Adam and Eve for my porn.
Going
to
touch on that just with the stories and stuff. This couple, I'm talking like mid 70s, like early 80s. Like
that's such an awkward conversation.
I didn't spend. I sold over $400 worth of BDSM gear.
Oh, you did not.
Yep.
What kind of shit? Like arseless chaps and shit? No.
Yep. So that was the majority. And then there was just a couple of other like there was nipple clamp. I don't know. It was been a while.
The greatest thing I've ever heard.
And I was like, you know, your autopilot. So you're like, oh, have a good night or have a good day. Oh, we will now. And I was like.
Do you know what?
I respect you. I respect that.
I'm not even 30 and I'm like, oh, my hip would hurt in that.
Dude. You know, like. I'm so vanilla in the bedroom. So people like that, I'm like, mate, if you're that horny at that age.
Go for it.
I'm pretty vanilla as well, but I can understand that sort of side of things when it's like.
Maybe they're just bored.
People that are like, they want to test. They want to take it to the next level and see, you know. How hot it can get and be like, oh, is this gonna, you know?
Yeah, I know. I suppose it's just like they do one step at a time. But look, I don't really want to talk about grandpa and grandma porn.
I agree.
But
yeah, so I was only there for a few months. I never actually technically quit and I never got fired.
So they just stopped giving me shifts.
So were you that bad? It's like to this day, they're like, open up the shop, look at the roster.
Is
like,
Cass available?
I wonder if Cass is coming in today.
It was so fun.
I've always thought
15 years, but maybe she'll come in today.
I would do it as like a casual job just because like the people that you'd get in, especially as a guy, like just locking eyes with another guy that's walking, you'd be like, I know what you're looking for, dude. I know what you're about to do when you get home.
Cock ring.
Yeah. Dude, that's a funny story, actually. You should say that story. Do you remember that story? The first time we all went to Adam and Eve, like we all went as a big group, and the girlfriend you were seeing at the time, I completely forgot about this.
Story.
But you made me remember it by saying cock ring. So it we're all there, and there was about like nine of us. So we're all like pretty close. We weren't going to buy anything just for shits and gigs. And we went there, and his girlfriend at the time was just like, went and like found this cock ring, and she went to go buy it. And we all saw it, obviously, but it was like super small. And we're like, Zah, dude, is this going to fit you? And then he had to like, you know, dodge all those punches. it was a fun times. Fun times.
Yeah, I remember seeing it too. I'm like, what? In what world? That could fit my pinky in that. Like, it's like fucking tiny. What do you fucking think?
It was gonna like
and
constrict
his dick
off.
It wasn't stretchy.
Oh no.
I was like, what do you mean? It's not gonna fit on there. You fucking idiot.
But we thought she must have done it to make him like make us give him shit. Because that's the only other explanation. Like,
oh yeah, I mean potentially.
I would have done it. I would have done that.
Yeah. No, I'm pretty sure you did.
So, look, I've never yet. Any kind of sex shops like that, I reckon it would be an interesting time. Like anywhere.
That's great. And discounts are good.
Yeah. Anytime.
What were you buying?
Yeah. Yeah. You'll not have brought that, open that can of worms.
I'm not going to lie, actually. I think the only thing I ever bought with the discount was stuff for a friend's hen's party.
Oh, yeah.
Actually,
everything else was full.
Those places, those places have some good massage oil.
They do.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That is true.
If you're looking for good, like, however, decent massage oil and it smells really nice,
yeah.
Boom.
It smells like fairies and bad decisions.
Fruit, usually.
It doesn't smell like bad decisions.
No, that is true.
All right. Well.
But this, I did that and then I've worked in childcare ever since. So I've been 9 years now, I was about to say.
I hope you didn't apply the techniques from the old job into the new job.
It's worked. You have to manage rowdy people.
Yeah, that's like a kind of the big, I would love to see your first interview when you're going for childhood and you're like childhood carer.
They literally,
they're like,
when you're going for childhood.
What have you been doing? So I work at Adam and Eve. So what kind of transferable skills do you have?
I didn't even get asked. Like, I've babysat. I babysat since I was 12. So
you didn't tell them about the Adam and Eve job?
No, I did. That was on my resume and everything. And I was just like, yeah, they're still giving me shifts. I need a new job. And I live literally across the road from where I started working. And they were like, she liked. I had a trial that day.
Have you ever been a child? Yes.
Yeah.
You're hired.
You're hired. Well, like Luke Thompson that was on the podcast a couple episodes. He worked with you guys.
Yeah,
so
he only recently left.
Yeah, it's so weird when how people fall into childcare, because I don't think anyone plans to go into childcare. I mean, that's speculative.
So I've actually talked to Blake about this, my partner, for anyone listening who doesn't know.
Blake.
We should get Blake on the podcast.
Yeah, we should. So
good luck. Yeah. I struggle talking to him. Yeah. No, that's fine. That's a whole other can of worms. But I was talking to him about it and I was like, this was like, I should have gone into this straight after school.
Yeah.
Like this is always found your passion. 100%. Well, like,
see, I'm definitely not passionate about children. I mean, I like children.
There was a podcast where you talked about that.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure I've said it on multiple podcasts now.
Yes.
But it's just like, I like children, but it's just like, oh man, I couldn't be able to deal with them all day, every day.
No. See, whereas I'm in the nursery. So yeah, in the one you guys were talking about, it was like high school and like that. Again, I did my research.
Yeah.
But I'm in the nursery, I'm with babies and I would not change it. I could not do an older room.
Really?
No.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think the terrible twos.
Like how young are they?
Our youngest is 9 months at the moment. We take them from 6 weeks.
Oh, wow. So full like infants.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Babies. But everyone's
like, you have to like carry them around and feed them and put them to sleep.
Oh, yeah, everything.
Do they cry in unison?
Yes.
Fuck that.
Yes, they are sympathetic cries. I had one kid yesterday who from 35 past 12 until 20 past 5 when he went home, screamed. Mm. And I'm talking on me, clawing. I could not put him down.
Mm. Yeah,
and
see.
He's almost 2 and he weighs 14 kilos. Like, I am not strong.
Yeah. You should be after that shift.
You'd think that.
Mate,
you're just going to get strong from just lifting him up the whole time.
Going back to the massage oil, this is a transferable skill.
Oh.
Just my arms.
You guys listening to this podcast.
Look, freeze!
Look, I respect anyone that can deal with children on a daily basis. Like, they must have the most amount of patience, but I swear as my age goes up, my patience gets lower.
Fair.
Like, little things that I was actually talking to the crews the other day, and I was just like, man, little things that didn't used to annoy me now just really, really grind
Such
my
as?
Like, for instance, I get really, really annoyed if someone's really slow when they're filling up their, their car. Like, and they don't move their car, or they go in and they like fucking then start shopping around. They don't go straight to the thing when they know I'm waiting behind.
Or
them.
When they have gone and purchased their petrol and they're coming back to their car and they get
and
in
they
their
sit,
car
and
then
the
they sit there for like another minute and you're like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Anyone that's just like, they break the normal laws of society when they're just like, they see someone waiting there and they just don't give
a fuck.
It's
an unwritten rule.
Yeah.
Just get
the fuck out of my way,
it's
dude.
It's like etiquette.
Yeah.
It's like, come on.
Yeah, I just don't get people like that, you know? Like, little things like that just, they take a couple of minutes of my time a day.
Here's that reminded me of this. Okay, so you know when you're at work and you go, well, I don't know how many, like if you have lots of cubicles in your toilet at work or if it's like a small.
Oh, well, no, we have separate individual.
Yeah, okay. Well, at my work, we have like proper toilets with like cubicles.
Yeah.
Because there's like a proper bathroom.
Yeah, like a big workplace. Yeah. So there's like cubicles.
You need a lot of toilets.
So I go in and they're all empty. It's like an empty bathroom.
Classic.
So I'm like, sweet, go and take whichever cubicle I desire.
Yep.
And then I'm on the toilet.
Nice and loud.
Taking a shit.
Oh, yep.
And then the next person comes in and sits right the cubicle next to me. Yeah, I'm like, that. There's four across from me. Yeah. There's one, twos. Why? And then they proceeded to shit really loudly. You know when they like sit right next to you, then you hear their like poo.
Yeah, yeah.
They're doing.
Guys don't do that.
I swear they used the entire roll of toilet. They're just like.
Hey, you got to be sure, you know?
And then I was like, okay, well, that's surely enough to wipe it all off. And then, nope. But the fact of the matter is, if you're going to shit loudly, can you do it fucking away. Over there, please?
Well, it's just like, it's the same thing as if someone comes right next to you in the urinal. You'd be like, dude, we're not supposed to be touching shoulders with our penises out. Like straight to the corners.
There's three urinals in that bathroom. The middle one is untouched.
Yeah, you're not allowed to touch the middle one.
There was one time when I went there and it's all alone. I'm like, I wonder if I could do an entire piss in the middle one without anyone coming in. And I did. And I was like, well, that was risky.
Proud
of you. That was risky.
Say, for instance, you guys have, there's like-
Toilet stuff.
Say, for instance, there's five cubicles, right? Yep.
The standard bathroom.
Yeah, like five cubicles, right? Do you guys have a go-to cubicle that you'll go to?
Yes.
Which one is it?
Depends on where.
The closest one.
So you don't care.
So stupid. I'm second from the wall at the end.
A specific position that you'll go to every time.
I feel like each toilet, I have a different preference.
I've seen the ones at work that I'll go to and I'll just go beeline to the one that's right in front of me, right? I don't give a fuck about any positions or like, because I was speaking to a friend and she posted this on Instagram. She posted a picture. I was like, which one would you likely use to be the one that's least used? And I'm like, how much do you care?
Honestly, about I don't care
how
about
many
that.
People
I just,
sit on it.
I'm a little OCD, so I'm like, no, that's mine.
Well, I always go to the
what's
ones.
What's your selection criteria for it?
Furthest back, but one away from the wall.
Why do you want one? I want be on the wall.
Because
then you can't
girls
be around
are
it.
Disgusting, what if there's and your last ones always has sheets.
So what if there's so
like,
what if there's what if there's a set pleasant. A row of cubicles on each side? Does it matter which side?
I
or would it be
the
furthest
right.
from the door?
I prefer the right.
Oh, okay.
But that's just there's
like,
nothing on that.
I want to be right next to the wall, just so I can't be fucking bookend by people. Mm. Nothing hurts my soul when I'm taking a poop and then I have someone on either side of me. I'm like, I feel like people are watching me, you know?
Sometimes as well, you go to the toilet and like someone will come in and they won't sit to the one next to you, thank Christ, but they'll go to a different one. But then they just make fucking loud noises. Like I was in the toilet and this guy comes in, goes into, and then he's just like.
Yeah, people think that like the public toilets at work are just like their own toilets where as soon as you walk in, they can make the worst sound ever. And then you somehow still need to look at them after that. Like I've had multiple times when I was working in recruitment where I'd walk in for some reason, work cubicles are the only place that don't have like background music. And it's the one place that you need background music. I don't want to say
elevator music would still be better.
Because like every single person in there you work with, you know where they are. And then you sit next to them and they're just making the worst sounds possible. And you have to go back and, hey, Paul, nice to see you again.
Maybe they should have like inspirational. They have like inspirational talk while you're in the toilet. Like, yeah, man, you can do it. I believe in you.
Keep pushing.
Or they're just playing average advice on this video.
I reckon it'll be funny if they have like affirmations, but it's like innuendos to like toilet humor and like, you know, inspirational quotes. Yeah, inspirational quotes.
I love this episode so far. It's like all sex and then poo and it's just like.
Yeah, look, we've gone dirty talk pretty quickly.
Yeah, this is the kind of stuff that Kat brings out of us. Cass.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, Kat. Oh,
sorry.
We haven't had sorry. We should get Kat. Dude, there's so many people we should
have. Kat doesn't want to come on.
Yeah, fucking bitch. Whatever.
But
we're going to go to the bucket of truths.
Oh, that was quick.
Well, I mean, might as well. Do you have more stuff to talk about?
I just wanted more to know. Shit, I just wanted sex. More cast talk.
All right. Go on. We don't have to do it yet. I'm just ready for it.
I don't know.
Are you living out at Blake's now?
No. So I was moved out of there straight after school.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's a lie. Straight after we got together after school.
Yeah.
Because we weren't technically together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
That's just don't let.
Fun,
10 years
fun.
Next month.
Fuck me, really.
Yeah. Worms. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, right.
That's a long time.
Oh, that's really, right. Because Ross was living with you and your dad for a while.
Yeah. So that wasn't even the first. So I moved into Blake's house, was there for almost 3 years. My parents split. Dad lived by himself for a bit. I moved back in with dad. We moved to Gungahlin. Then we moved to McGregor. That's when Ross came back and lived with us for a bit.
Yeah.
Ross left. And there was a whole bunch of other houses. So now I'm with my grandparents at the moment.
Is that in
Latham?
Oh, Latham. Fuck, Latham.
Yeah. So I'm currently
That's like Tuggeranong, right, Latham?
No, Latham is right near McGregor.
Literally the suburb across next to it. McGregor. So you've got McGregor,
for people
Latham,
that
Dunlop,
don't aren't in Canberra. These are Canberra suburbs.
Yeah. So I'm with them. And so that started almost 2 years ago.
Nice. That must be fun.
I love my grandparents. And they won't be allowed around for a while.
Yeah.
I used to live with my grandparents for a while there as well. And
do your grandparents talk?
Yeah.
Because mine don't.
Oh, really?
They sleep in separate bedrooms and my granddad's deaf. God, so and so I'm the middle ground. So I get home and my grandma's like in 2 hours and I'm like,
tell him
I've heard this story 500 times.
Yeah, my grandma is she's a neat freak. Like she's like
my
everything
grandma
needs,
is not.
She needs everything needs to be in order. So when I was living there, I would feel bad because I'm like, if I made a mess or like I'd like get out of bed, I'm like, I have to make the bed because she'll do it if I don't.
Yeah.
And I felt bad. I'm like, I don't want her to have to make my bed every
day
because she will do it. Yeah. She's not like my mom or my dad who are like, I'll make your fucking bed. My mom and my dad don't give a fuck. They don't make my bed for me. They don't even care.
She was
like,
brought up in a different time.
Yeah. So I would like go and make my bed. I'm like, oh yeah, that looks really good. Go and shower. I'd come back and she's completely remade it anyway.
Even if I had made.
And then I would get up and we'd like, get up and I'm like still half asleep and she's been up since like, I don't know, 5 a.m.
Yeah.
See, my grandma's the opposite.
So what's your day involved in like drinking all this?
My grandma doesn't get up till like 10 o'clock. My granddad gets up at about 7 or 8. So I've been up for hours because I don't sleep very well still.
Yeah.
And
some things never change.
No, hence, that's why I look like a raccoon.
Yeah, that's right. You work the raccoon look though.
So thank you. Yeah. I did buy lots of makeup, so I don't have to always, I just could not be bothered. Sorry. I like you because I don't care if you look.
Yeah, dude,
you know,
welcome. So, well, yeah. We don't care about this.
I was disclosed average to studio, up in my Uggs.
Average studio, average everything.
Excellent. Yeah. Average guest?
Well, no, the guest is what brings it up, you know.
But no, my grandma gets up at 10 and she's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, oh, this. She's like, oh, I might do a puzzle. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, but that's the retired life.
Yeah, that's retired life.
No, but then she complains about not getting anything done. I'm like, that's you.
Yeah. That's grandparents though. Like, I don't think there's anyone out in the world where like, cause I would actually be really interested because my grandma's like 96. She's pretty much on the way out. Though. Like she's very
ill.
She's very ill at the moment. She lasted longer than Lizzie. Yeah. But, like I went and saw her like recently. She was very, very, very unwell.
I was like, who's Lizzie? Oh, I see.
My brain did the same thing. Yeah. I was like, do I know a Lizzie?
The queen. Yeah. Queen, just in case anyone else didn't realize. But
Elizabeth II.
So when we went and saw her, she was very deaf, very senile. So it's hard to have those conversations with your grandparents because it's like you sit there and you're like, you keep wanting to have conversations to make sure that they know that you care.
Of course.
But they don't know you're there. You know what I mean? Mm. Or they'll just keep saying the same thing or they can't hear what you're saying.
Oh, so I don't think any of my grandparents haven't got to that stage yet. They're all still like relatively young.
Well, your parents are pretty young too. So yeah.
My mum's parents aren't 80 yet. They're 79. My granddad will be 79 at the end of this year. And my grandma is like 3 months younger than
you. Yeah, I think my nan is 80, 87.
And then dad's parents are like early 80s. So they've still got like a decade.
All my grandparents are early 80s or about to be 80 in November.
Before like the last couple of years, we've always said like grandma's gone. Like because she's been saying it. Every single time I saw her, she's like, I'm 94, Tim. We're not going to be, I'm not going to be around much longer.
How you going, grandma? Still fucking alive somehow.
She would literally say, she's like, I'm probably going to be dead next year. And I'm like, don't talk like that, grandma. She's like, oh, it's going to happen.
I love like when you hit like 90, right? Because it's so hard to imagine us being so young. But when you hit 90, you're like,
I'm so ready.
You know what? I've had my time. I'm pretty old now, you know. If it happens, so be it. Just let it come.
At that point,
it come. What else am I going to do? Do jigsaw puzzles? Fuck that. I've been doing that for 20 years already.
At that point, you're probably sick of like pooping in pans and shit. So you're like, yeah, I'm ready to go.
So my grandparents love to like feed all the different wild animals that come around their house.
Really?
And then they give them like names and the animals always come back. Because you feed the wild animals, they like
they're
remember.
They're like, oh, good. Yeah.
So like they have a whole bunch of birds that always come by and they like name them all.
My old neighbor used to do that with magpies. She would have like 8 magpies that would come.
They
all
have magpies. They have all these birds. They have like a bird, like a nut, little seed nest.
I saw all these videos.
And they feed like the possums and stuff. And
I saw all these videos in like the States of people like feeding like the squirrels and getting little pet squirrels because they would just come down from the tree and just get more food. And
I love a pet squirrel.
I want a fucking squirrel,
dude,
man.
Squirrels are so fucking
They're the most adorable little fucking thing in the world with their big fluffy tail.
When I went to Canada, I was just hanging out.
Did you see a squirrel?
I saw a completely black squirrel.
No, you didn't.
I saw a black squirrel. I was like, I thought squirrels were supposed to be brown. This one is just black.
Well, I've seen white ones too, videos. But like, yeah. I think there was an interview with Liam Hemsworth, and he was saying just like when he went over there, the first thing he freaked out about was when he saw a squirrel, because he's like, we don't have those in Australia.
They're so small. They're like this big. Well, they're tiny.
I'm not very cultured in my traveling. So I reckon when I go around and you just like, you see pictures and stuff all the time of all these like different animals and stuff that when you go there and you just randomly see one in the wild, you'd be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that was like it would be. And then you were talking about raccoons. When we were staying in Canada, there was like a little family of raccoons that were in our backyard. And I
raccoons
was like,
raccoons are weird, dude. Because when they grab food, they grab them with
it's
both
like,
their hands.
There. Are they a monkey? Are they a mouse? Are they like, what the fuck
they're
are
trash pandas. Yes. They're trash pandas.
Trash pandas.
I've seen all the
are
videos.
Are they cats? Like they're all kind of in between.
There's, well, what's weird about raccoons is because they basically feed on the human waste, basically. Mm. So they're very, very friendly. Well, not friendly, but they're familiar with humans. Mm-hmm. So they don't actually get scared of humans. So most when they're around, they'll just fucking stalk you.
Yeah.
That is the reason why pigeons are so successful and seagulls.
Why?
Because they like aren't people. Scared of humans.
Mm. Yeah.
That's why they always-
kill them.
They
maybe
always,
we should start killing them.
They eat our scraps.
Yeah.
And so they-
They're always so around us.
Evolution, they figured out that, well, I didn't figure it out. It just happened that if they hang around human populations-
There'll be food.
There'll be food and they can reproduce. And then they realized, oh, it's much easier to survive near these humans than out in the wild.
Which, yeah, see, this is why. We need to kill more fucking pigeons. Yeah.
When we went, Blake and I went to Hawaii with his family,
oh, man,
literally
jealous.
Right before
fucking must
COVID.
Be nice, Cass.
Like, I know, it was literally like October and then COVID came to Australia Feb, March.
So you had a nice last hurrah.
We nailed it timing-wise. Yeah. Mm. But they had pigeon, I don't know if they're actual pigeons, but they're like- they're
pigeon
big,
rats?
They're this big. No, but they're tiny. Like Blake and I were like,
mini
oh, they're
pigeons.
Baby pigeon. But they don't get bigger than that.
What?
And I was like, oh, we could have them.
I need a laptop so I can look that
they're
up.
They're tiny, like they're so like-
I want to see
this
mini
is very
pigeons.
Specific sizing.
Yeah.
Very
for the video,
small.
She's just making a small
on a
ball.
Scale sorry, of yeah, one to the American challenge.
Whoa.
How big are they?
Fucking
like a quarter of the size, the tip only.
That's genius. No, that's crazy.
Yeah,
I've didn't know mini,
so
little mini fucking. I remember there was one. I have this core memory of when I was younger, right? When, because my dad used to like love camping. He used to camp all the time. And whenever we were with him, we would always just like randomly go traveling to this random parts of Queensland, right? So we went up to Queensland. We went to this caravan park and me and my sisters and some of the kids that we were doing it with, were all just playing catch. And out of nowhere, my sister, Casey, just starts screaming at the top of her lungs. And I'm like, what the fuck's going on here? So I like run down. And as I'm running down, this giant goanna is just like walking next to the car.
That'd be terrifying.
Like giant goanna. Like I'm telling you is it could easily have bitten one of our arms.
Those things
off.
Get pretty big.
Oh yeah, it was big. And it was the first time I've ever seen one in the wild, right? So like, I think I'm like, what, 8, 9, whatever. And my sister's freaking out.
Same size.
And it's just like coming in and it's just like walking. And I'm just like walking next to it, just filming it. But it just walks through the fucking thing and then goes up into the woods. And I'm like, man, that is like a prehistoric dinosaur just fucking hanging out. Dude, it was the weirdest experience I've ever had.
Yeah. Fucking hell, man.
Weird times, dude.
All right. We can go to this now. It was a good 10 minute section.
All right.
Do you want me to pick one? Cassie,
no, you
I
guys pick it.
One.
Go for
you
it.
Can pick one.
I'll pick one.
You can pick one.
Pick a good one. Otherwise,
so the way this
duties.
Works, the way this works, right? So we wanted to change the format up, which we told you. So we got a couple of friends to write sentences, topics, or questions down on the thing. It said the smaller, the less information we have on the thing, the more.
Better.
Yeah. Well, the more like
up to our own
hitting, hard hitting the word has to be basically. Yep. So like for instance, we had one word and it was just abortion. So want to get some more conversation word. Out of it, you know?
Well, I mean, it's a good one to bring it on and it's a fresh one. We literally put it in the bucket 10 seconds
oh,
before
no,
you arrived.
You did not get that.
The question is, what is a woman?
Me. Ta-da, I answered it.
I guess they're like, what?
This goes
what's the
back
definition?
To your masculinity episode.
Yeah, well,
what
now
makes a
we
man?
Can. Yeah, well, I don't know.
This was brand new. So, like, every guest, we get someone to write a new one in. And this is
could
brand
have
new.
Told me that beforehand, so I could have come up with something.
Oh, what, no, we'll get you to do it after this.
Okay, cool.
What is a woman? So, I think the more thing is just like the definition of a woman with all this stuff going around with the trans stuff, all that
we
stuff.
We can talk
like,
about
what
is
the definition
woman?
Of
biologically,
a woman.
You know, someone with
reproductive orders.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
you know, like in that sense.
I mean, it, would you define someone as a woman if they identified as a woman, but they weren't like they hadn't transitioned?
If they identify as a woman, you know, I'm happy to call you a woman, yeah. But like biologically.
Yeah,
and definitionally.
And like, that sounds horrible, talking, you know, like I.
Are we talking, horrible. Are we talking like, scientifically?
Well,
are we
but, talking but that's exactly it. Like, yeah. You know.
I think
like,
we're talking definitionally. How can you define something if you say, if it's.
It's 2022, I could be whatever I want.
But how can you define you know, that?
Like, I am a teapot.
Well, yeah. There you go. You're a teapot. Yeah. I think.
Don't call me a fucking teapot.
Do what I want. Fight me.
Don't misgender my species.
Did you just assume.
Miss species.
Did you just assume my itemization?
Yeah. Was just look. No, I
you told me.
The way I look on this subject is just like, look, you can identify whatever the fuck you want. I'm not gonna get in way. I'll call you whatever pronouns you want. 100%. I might not agree with all of it, but I'll do whatever you want because but, I but care also, about how you feel. That's your prerogative, feel, right?
You know, like.
But. There is a but to this. If someone came up and asked me straight up saying, if they're a trans person, you're just like, do you believe I'm a woman? I would say no. I believe yeah. that you believe you're a woman.
Yeah. No, so, I agree.
That's where my limit is. It's like, I believe everything that you're saying is correct. And I yeah. believe that you're saying the truth and you believe what you believe. But I believe that you believe that. You yeah. know what I mean?
What if they were like really, really far through the transition? Like, and they look.
Well, no.
But same you deal, still wouldn't biologically, say that you, no, you can't change biology.
I would say that they're a trans woman.
I'm assuming.
I would say that they're their own category. They can't just then
amalgamate
it into one
can
category.
Can I just stop you there though? They're their own category.
Yeah, that's it. They're like their own category.
There's so there's no
your man, definition woman. Would be like that's born woman. Like
what is a woman to me?
Cisgender woman born as a woman.
A woman is someone not so, I don't want to say someone that is capable of giving birth because there's women out there that can't. Yeah. But one woman that has XX chromosome that was born a woman, that is my definition of a woman.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But then there's like other aspects and subcategories of women.
No, 100%. And like there's a lot of, you know, like typically feminine traits and stuff that a lot of men have, but then vice versa.
Because this question is definitely something that has been pushed on sort of the far right movement of like anti-trans stuff.
Especially but recently.
Yeah, especially, I think there's a specific guy that's been going around talking about it, but my viewpoint is just like, look, do whatever you want, but, and you can say as many genders there are, but in 100 years, if someone exhumes all the bodies, they're not going to care what you think your identity is. They're going to what your bone says, what your chromosome says, what everything is it says. That's science. Like you can't argue with that. But at the same time, you can feel whatever the feel. Yeah, people I mean, will. People can argue. I mean, you can. You just won't do it well.
And I mean, realistically, because that I feel like that's the only way to describe it, like physically, because
definitionally,
because there could be women that were born women, XX chromosomes,
mm-hmm.
but they don't act or behave or dress or however you want to like a woman, and they could say, I am a woman, I'm not a trans man, but you know, I feel like a man.
Yeah.
But I'm still transitioned, so I'm a woman.
And like I feel
and they could admit that.
Exactly. And there's a whole like stereotype. Like I feel like I'm pretty stereotypically a woman in, you know, every
You've got woman bits.
Really? I do have women bits.
And I've got women bits.
As far as I'm aware, always had women bits. You know.
But did you like woke up one day when you ate, you were like, hey,
huh, wait a minute.
My chest feels heavier.
Yeah, hold up. No, it's got fat. No. But you know what I mean? Like stereotypically, I am. Like, and I've always presented that way.
Yeah.
Because.
And you felt that
at
way?
At the end of the day, I like my tits. And I was like, yeah, cool, let's do it.
So,
I think most people like your tits.
But it's great. Like, you know, like.
thank you.
I wouldn't say I feel bad for it, but like, you know, people, if they are trans, and I'm sure there must be trans people out there. Maybe it was really easy and they like felt that way. But 100%. I'm sure there's a lot of people that are trans that struggled with their
definitely,
identity.
Definitely.
And for sure. You know, dealing with that struggle, like I'm grateful. Like obviously I would not want to take anything away from them, but I'm grateful I kind of didn't have to deal with that.
Oh, definitely.
And I grew up feeling confident like I was like I identified with a boy and being a male.
Yeah.
And like it felt right to me. I'm really grateful for that.
Female.
I have a lot of respect for anyone that comes out and just is who they want to be. And they want to be who they want to be. And I respect all that. The bits when I come in is just like, when we're just getting overly crazy with all these labels and shit, you just be like, mate, calm down. If you're going to get offended over words and stuff, just relax. Okay. Yeah. Just relax. Cause it's like, it's when you're saying facts, just straight up facts. Mm. And then people start arguing and you're saying,
and you're not turning around. Like say, you know, I decided, you know what? I want to be a mate. Don't you decide that, but you know what I mean? Like that whole thing. And you guys will turn around and go, okay, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we'll call you he, whatever it is, you know, like
It's when
at home you might turn around, you know, to your partner or to your friend and be like, "What a fucking idiot!" But at the end of the day, like, you're not gonna.
I would never do that.
I'm not gonna.
I would. No.
It's about caring about the other person. It's
no,
like,
exactly.
I'm not like, gonna insult
that's
you
where
to
the
your
empathy
face.
Comes in. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Like,
but it, when I have a problem with it, and when I will actually arc up is when someone, like, for instance, Caitlyn Jenner decides to transition, mm-hmm. and then the next month somehow she becomes Woman of the Year. I'm yeah. like, that's a fucking joke. That's a fucking joke.
Trans people being in whatever gender they now identify as sports.
Yeah.
I am
sports,
very against
sports,
that.
Sports, get
that
the fuck out of
100%.
Here.
100%. It needs to have, again, its yeah. own category.
Well, it's just like, yeah. like, just like that whole debacle with the swimming. Like, because yeah. swimming yep. banned all transgenders. Yep. I think there was a specific thing like.
But they don't have to do that. They could have just said men's, women's,
but
other.
But the thing is, what they did. What like. They did.
It's going to be unfair.
They said. Girls that transition to guys can compete in the guys one, but guys that transition to girls cannot compete in
but
the girls.
But then you're going to have this whole other can of worms of like, well, that's not fair because why is
how's
one
discrimination?
No,
it's discrimination. Oh, all the fact every, yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah.
It's, but like, the fact of the matter is, if girls and guys could compete in the same degree, there wouldn't be a girls and guys division.
Yeah. No, exactly.
You know what I mean?
100%. Wow.
So that's
it's
why
like,
they're
it's
saying.
It's like wrestling. Like say, you know, you and I decided whatever reason we're going to swap genders as yeah. well. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
And then like, okay, let's go into wrestling.
Yeah, it's fucking retarded.
So I'm now in men's wrestling. Yeah. I mean, I get there's weight categories, but like, but then you do the same thing. Coming
I'll
in
fucking
with all
destroy.
The, but you know, but coming in with all that testosterone that you've had for 20 odd years and then being like, oh, I'm on estrogen now. So technically I'm a woman.
Like,
there's you're going to kick ass based on your weight alone, let alone your skill level, you know, like,
yeah.
Well, do you know what I mean? Like,
I hear what you're saying, but at the same time, with things like, wrestling or like
wrestling
mixed martial
bad
arts,
example, but you know what I mean.
And like, I mean, if maybe if we were like if we'd done martial like wrestling,
I'm a blue belt
like,
in karate.
You know what I mean? If I had like done wrestling for like 20 years yeah. and then I transitioned.
Oh yeah, because no,
I was
no.
like it's like you
no,
go in as an amateur and then you're versing these like pro girls.
No, but
and even though you're a man, they probably still.
Oh yeah, don't
you? Know,
yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
No,
but what,
no,
what if
that's what I was just trying to clarify.
What if LeBron James tomorrow decides that he LeBron James is what like the Michael Jordan of basketball at the moment.
Yeah, I don't know Michael
like,
Jordan is either.
LeBron James
he's
is
like
really really good at basketball.
He's like one of the best basketballers ever.
Sure. Sorry.
Camera's not working again. God damn it.
Oh, we're having technical difficulties, folks. Please. What is going on, Tim?
That one was. It definitely had a thing on it before.
Storage is full again. It keeps stopping.
Oh, man. We try to use video footage in our new season, and we just, all the phones and all the things. We bought.
They were like, this conversation sucks. Let's go.
So Tim bought a GoPro, right?
Yep.
And we used it for our very first episode. For its, you know, the only function you use a GoPro for, recording footage.
Yeah.
And it fucking overheated and died after recording an hour footage. And we're like, so the function you were built for, you couldn't handle.
Yeah.
So what the fuck is up with the GoPro that can't film an hour of footage?
Yeah, and like you think because people use it on holidays and things like that, where you'd be using it for
Are you supposed to do like little TikTok shorts with it? Like what is the point of it?
Clearly.
Yeah, look, this one's down and out. This one's storage is full and this one just won't film at all. I don't think we're going to have this one on film, guys.
I could just send it to you.
I mean, it's been really depressing.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with the film, but at least we got the
unless Cass wants to film the rest,
you
then
can
we
film
can,
the rest.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you want to set it up, it's on video now.
You guys keep talking.
Should we stop the recording for a sec or what is this?
Just keep talking. Fuck it.
All right. Anyway, so what is your definition of woman?
Again, biological. At the end of the day, and like I said, like I don't care how bigoted that sound. Mm-hmm. That was a very fast word.
Mm-hmm.
But biologically, and like I said, like I'm happy to call you whatever. You, not you specifically, whatever pronouns you want, but at the end of the day, biologically, you are one of two.
And
then there's hermaphrodites, and but even then, you know, like...
What's sad and unfortunate is that possibly there is someone that listens to this episode and hears you
so
say that and they get annoyed and they get upset.
Well, they can go
That's
join the high school haters.
And it's like, you can't please everyone.
That's a thing.
You can't please
like,
everyone.
No, I don't want to.
When
at the end of the day, I don't give a
That's
shit.
That's savage. I like
you know, I just don't care
you know what?
Anymore.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. When people ask me like, when people ask me a blanket question that is, doesn't involve people specifically, but just gives, I need to give an answer.
And that's exactly it.
Shouldn't we have the camera recording Cass's face?
No, it's fine.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Just leave it. As long as we got something.
It's all good.
You can see Cass's back of the head. So, but what? So yeah, this is just a touchy topic, and like, look, do whatever you want, make do whatever makes you feel like happy in your own skin. But it's just like, I think there's a quote. There was a quote back there. Oh, sorry, it was just like, you have every right to be offended. You just have no right for anyone else to give a fuck about it.
But
you
know also, I mean? Like, I can be offended, and at the end of the day, that's my opinion. In the same way that I, like me saying, you know, what I've just said, like people can be offended at me, but that's my opinion. You might have a different one.
Yeah.
That's your thing. That like,
and you have every right to do that.
You know, you can be offended at me. I can be offended at you. And neither one of us can stop that either way.
Like, you have every right to be offended, but shut up about it.
Get over it.
Shut up about it.
Yeah. I've been pretty sure there's a Jimmy Carr quote. It's like, offense is taken, not given.
I'm seeing
so
next
you can,
year.
That's really cool.
I'm so excited.
So yeah, you can take offense to something and be offended by something, but I mean, it's essentially your problem.
Well, now I need to go and post on Facebook about it, don't I? Isn't that how that
works? There are things, there are things that I think are, what's the word? Objectively offensive.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There's things that are subjectively offensive. 100%. And then those sorts of things, you know, you got to be careful with.
It comes down to an intent. If the person that's speaking doesn't have the intent to offend you, then you shouldn't be upset because it's like they're not trying to offend you. Even if they said something that's offensive and you got offended by it, they're not trying to do that. So then for you to attack them, for you to attack them maliciously after that when they just said something is ridiculous.
There's another side of this.
That like how we went from what is a woman to just offense.
I've got another side of this that I wanted to talk because you're talking about like transitioning and sport and identifying as one or the other. And then what about the people that are like non-binary and don't identify as a gender at all? And then what about them? Like,
they're biologically, you are still something.
Yeah, but like, you know, what if they're like, I want to compete in sport? It's like, we don't have a no gender.
No, they're in the uncategorized.
So now you have to just fucking deal with it.
Yeah. Well, if that's the thing, is it's like, mate, like you just can't make everyone happy.
Asking an old work colleague of mine, and he's gay. So I was like, oh, maybe I'll ask him because he's like, you know, a bit more open. Like he's a bit more in touch with that
crowd
side of things. Yeah. So I was asking him about a person I knew, or actually, I think it was actually a person from a TV show or something, from Survivor even, where they were a gay, they identified as a gay man. They told everyone they were a gay man. And then it was outed that they were actually trans. So they were a female. And then transitioned into a man.
That's a whole other thing again.
But they were pretending to be a gay man. But actually, he wasn't a gay man because he had a girlfriend who was a woman, right? So it was like, I was trying
to. Mind fucking.
I was trying to figure out. What would his sexuality
lesbian,
be? Because he was a female, transitioned to a man, pretending to be gay, but he was actually
straight
dating a woman. So he was technically straight after transitioning,
but would have been a lesbian.
Yeah. And then I was like asking how do you identify that like sexuality? And he was just like, you know, often those sort of people don't want you to put a label and identify their sexuality. And I was like, oh man, I didn't think of that. I feel like an asshole. They're like an asshole now. He's like, why does it matter? I'm like, oh, you're right. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Fucking hell.
Out of curiosity though, it just comes from a curiosity place. Yeah. It's like being a straight white male. Like there's many things about the world and fascinated that we are not attributed to because we're just not involved in that. So asking questions like that is the only way for us to get answers, you know? All right, yeah, let's change the subject.
Maybe we'll get a nice, really easy, relaxing topic.
What do you think of flowers?
Yeah, let's see what this is.
Flowers suck!
No, not these ones.
What changes can we all make to live more sustainability?
Sustainably?
Yeah, well, that's not how it's fucking spelt. Is sustainability something you can think about, or you think about, sorry.
Absolutely.
I have to with work.
100%.
Yeah, I mean, moving into this world, I think our generation is sort of always thinking about sustainability and what, like, I mean, it's our fuel source and energy source is a finite resource. And we've always known that since we were kids. So it's like in our head, there's always something thinking about it. And you're just like, that's going to run out soon. You know what I mean? So I think we've always had revert like that recycle shit since primary school.
This generation with all the technology and stuff as well, there's so much more knowledge about it. Like it was always, when we were growing up, you know, like, you know, you got to recycle and you got to do this. But like, there's so many more different avenues to recycle now that we, you know, more accessible and stuff like that as well.
Especially so we're seeing the sort of the effects of global warming over the last couple of years with the massive fires. Shut the fuck up.
You're talking about that myth again. Okay, here's a funny story.
No, so, I am kidding.
So I know. We'll get back into it, but I just wanted to share this to all the viewers and you guys. So I follow Richmond Tigers on Facebook. Oh, here we go. Fan.
Talking about AFL again.
And it's nothing to do with that, trust me. So they posted like a post on Facebook, and it was basically just a post saying, here at Richmond, we're all about sustainability and like climate change. We want to do the best we can to make sure, you know, that you've got, you know, we're helping reduce emissions. They were like, so we're going to start recycling, using recycled water, recycling bottle. Like they were just like, we're going to be
already doing this.
They were like, we're focusing on it, letting you guys know that we're focusing on making sure that we're helping with this.
Yep.
And the amount of comments that were like, why the fuck is this club becoming so wokest? Just stick to football. Who gives a fuck about the... And I was just, I literally commented. I was like, I don't understand why anyone could be mad that the club is just like, hey, we're just trying to stay green, you know? And then someone was like, oh, shut up, you soy breath, buddy, you fucking wokest. Soy breath. They called me Marxist. They called me a Marxist. I was like, do you have any idea what that means?
To be fair.
Do you have any idea what that term means?
Well, it's the same
it's
thing.
It's a word it's that sounds like, offensive, therefore you are it.
Are you fucking Nazi?
But I think that's the problem that we're at the moment, because everything's so polarized these days. It's like you have to pick a side. Like, and everything falls into a category, whether left or right. So no matter what you're doing, you're pushing, if you fall into the left category, you're just a woke person now.
Mm-hmm.
Just because there's extremes on both sides. Like, I don't agree with the woke bullshit and I don't agree with the far right bullshit. Just shut the fuck up, make everyone happy, and the world will be okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? People are freaking out too much.
I just love this like idea that like these people that are on the other side and like anti-climate change, they think that we're all like soft little fairy greeny people. And it's like, that's like how
that's
they
like
define us.
5%. That's 5% of like the woke fucking snowflakes where they're just offended by everything. But you know, a lot of us just, you know, want the world to last a lot longer than, you know, where it's going
to
last now.
Fuck that. I want the world to go up in fire and smoke.
To be fair, my favorite pastime.
5 billion years according to my Alexa. Mm.
I think I mentioned this before, but I've my favorite pastime is to go onto those kind of groups. It was when the Convoy to Canberra groups were going around, and just like, you know, just fucking with them a little bit, just be a little bit of a troll, just say something that you know is gonna get riled out of them, and just see how many people comment on it. And it's the funniest. It will take you.
When I had like a few of them ask me where I worked,
did you tell them?
I didn't quite tell him. I was just like,
I work for the government.
They're like, what department? I was like, health. And they're like, you mean the Department of Sickness? I'm like, sure.
Does that even mean?
Sure.
What does that even mean?
Department of Sickness. All we do is try and make everyone sick. That's all.
Clearly like, it's working.
Well,
have you heard about the pandemic?
With this fucking COVID shit coming out, I just loved all the people that were like arguing with cops like they know. They're so like entitled that they think that they know better than the cop, and then they're going to win an argument with a cop. You're like, no, motherfucker, I'm just going to arrest you, and you're going to like leave, and you're going to be really upset because everyone's going to post this to Facebook.
Yeah.
They're so defensive about, they're so, you know, angry at the government.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Defensive that they feel like they don't need to listen to the government and abide by the laws.
Yeah.
They're like, the laws that you created. I didn't sign the contract to your laws. It's like, that's not how fucking law works.
I watched all the videos. They were just like, that's not a law. That's a legislation. You're like, that's what a fucking law is. Like, you fucking idiot.
Why don't you Google legislation?
Yeah. And they're like, there was this one where they were just like, I don't consent to being arrested. You'd be like, are you a fucking moron?
No one consents
to being arrested.
He does it a lot. Tim will do this thing, and I, you know, props to him. Like, we have a new guest on, he'll want to tell the story. Like,
yeah,
he's told the story four times. On the
it's hard not to, you know. You get into the conversation.
Just be like, hey, I want to tell you this story, but to save time, just listen to episode 21 of season one.
I forget what I say. You have to point things out before I say it.
That's why I did.
But you said it as I was saying it.
I know, but you didn't get the whole story out. Therefore,
sustainability
season one too.
Sustainability is definitely important. I'm really happy that there's, you know, solar and wind and, you know,
I think
now they're making cars electric, and you know, these steps I think going in the right direction, and you know, fuel's only going to get cheaper. I mean, more expensive. Yeah. Fuel, more expensive. Fuel is only going to get more expensive.
Yeah. I feel
think in 10 years time.
Yeah.
$3 a litre, $4 a litre. Fucking hell.
After like the Paris Accord and all those agreements and stuff, I feel a lot better of like the world going into the right place. Because I reckon before that, no one really acknowledged what was happening to climate change. There was all these things, but everyone was like, yeah, that's just the crazy quacks talking, you know?
But you look at like, you know, you go back even 30 odd years, look at movies and stuff about the future. It's all like flying cars and like, you know, all this great technology. You look at any future now and it's all like, you know, wasteland, you know, dystopia. Like there's no, you know, wow, this is the future. It's like, fuck, this is the future.
Everyone's like, let's be realistic. Because,
but that's exactly it. Everyone's just gone, you know, more realistic with it. And you're like,
well, I mean, we're the closest to nuclear war that we've ever been. So, I mean, we might not even have much of a future. Who knows? Yeah. Like if America and Russia go to war together, we're fucked.
Oh, we're fucked.
Like everyone's
fucked. But that's the thing is that like they've been in this conflict, in this kind of nemesis mode for
years.
They've been in the second Cold War for a long time.
Yeah.
So,
but now it's like pretty hot.
Yeah. But it's like
scary.
They both know that if either of them make a move, the other one has got just as much firepower 100%. To fuck them up. So yeah. It's like
kind of good, but kind of bad.
It's like, is it worth it?
Yeah. Have you been following what's going on with Ukraine and stuff?
No.
Like what's just happened? This is how fucking retarded it is. So Russia, obviously, they came and invaded Ukraine because of these like states that are more pro-Russia, right? That's what they're talking about, the Donbass region.
Yeah.
Which is what borders Russia, which is why they want, because they want a land bridge to Crimea, which is what they already annexed from them in 2014. So what they've just done, they've gone to war with them. And then in those areas, they've held referendums for the Ukrainian people to vote to become part of Russia. But Russia's already invaded and like taking control of those areas. So it's completely fucked.
Yeah.
It's so stupid. It's like Russia's like, you know what we need is more land because our country's not fucking big enough.
Yeah.
You know, we need to be the biggest country in the world by more than we already are, even though we're the biggest country by a landslide.
Maybe Putin's plan.
I'm pretty sure you can fit like three Chinas into Russia. Yeah. And China's like the second or third biggest country or some shit.
Putin's plan is to reunify the USSR. He wants to recreate the Soviet Union, basically. So he always looks at Ukraine as already part of Russia.
Yeah, like Belarus and
but why it's tricky now? Yeah. Why it's tricky now is now that they've done those referendums and obviously they came up pro-Russian, that now if Western like missiles and stuff attack the Donbass region when they're trying to like liberate it again from Russia, technically that is the West attacking Russia soil. So it's like it could create a direct conflict with Russia. That's why it's scary. You know, obviously the West aren't going to like even think about all that, but we'll figure out what's going to happen in the next couple of years.
It makes me just think that like all these like, you know, massive politicians around the world, these leaders of these countries are just fucking children.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like, I want more of whatever you've got. It's mine. Give it to me.
Well, that's what they keep saying.
You're not going to give it to me. I will throw all my bombs at you and you will be sorry.
Mm.
Well, that's what they can say. Because if Ukraine stops fighting, there's not going to be any Ukraine. But if Russia stops fighting, the war will be over. Yeah. That's just like the Ukraine's going to keep going until they all die. Because if they stop, there's not going to be any Ukraine left.
Yeah.
Like it's fucked up. Which is also
terrifying. Yeah.
It is. It's very terrifying. And then they keep bringing up all these, like, because they're planning on like deploying tactical nukes. So nothing like what we dropped, what the US dropped on Hiroshima or anything like that, but just like small nukes just for the battlefield. And you're like, fuck, that's fucking terrifying.
It doesn't make it better.
No,
like,
not at all.
At all.
Well, I mean, as soon as he drops a nuke, that's like, that's breaking the Geneva Convention.
Yeah, you know, 100%.
I'm so grateful that Australia got colonized on a massive island by itself in the middle of the ocean, far away from a lot of this country. Above.
Our neighbors,
Russia's not like, you know what, we should take Australia as our own. It's like, oh, well,
that's China's job.
There's no tactical.
We have to travel. We have to travel 20 hours to get there. And then we get there. It's like, it's a bit hot there. It's a bit dry. You know what? They can have it.
Yeah.
There's no vodka here. Oh, they got vodka, but it's Smirnoff. Ew.
fucking hate Smirnoff. Yeah. Dude, I went to a party the other day and someone was trying to give me Ruskoff. Do you remember Ruskoff? It's like half metho. And I was like, why are we drinking this? This is not good. It's disgusting. Never again.
I feel like that both of those were quite wokest.
They were very wokey.
Can I pick one?
Let's go. Don't pick one that's like, what do you think about?
We've got 6 minutes. We can go over though.
If you could transform into any animal at will, what would it be and why?
That's another one that was today.
Yeah, but it's not.
You're gonna have to think of. Hard. You're gonna have to think of three to fill up.
All right.
Okay.
Yep. What? You could transform into any animal.
Mm-hmm. I think. Does it have to be like one that's alive, or can it be a mythical animal?
It just says any animal.
Yeah, I know. I wrote it.
So. Oh, so you're gonna
would
go
it be animal or creature then?
So you're gonna go though, fantasy.
Are we gonna get into specifics?
Because if we're gonna go fantasy, to it will completely thing? Change. Completely change.
Everything. I feel like we feel we should separate it. First, okay. We start with real animals.
Okay.
And then we can go into whatever.
Well, if I'm thinking realistically, it's either going to be like a cat because they have a fucking easy as fuck life.
Mm-hmm.
Or like something that I could fly around, like an eagle or something would be cool. Because then you get like a mad bird's eye view, you'd be like, caw! Mm-hmm.
Just like that.
Yeah. If you saw me on the,
yeah, I'd be like,
on
oh,
the footage
Tim.
That barely there worked.
Yeah, being a bird would be sweet. Like just fucking chilling in the air. Just be like, what's going on, boys? It's,
the animal kingdom's a fucked up place though, man. Like, I don't know if I'll be able to survive out there. I wouldn't be domesticated.
That's why you just become an apex predator.
I'd be a giant squid.
Why wouldn't you just
a giant squid?
Just become like dark. A shark or a fucking crocodile and you're like, no one fucking mess with me.
Yeah, but then-
giant squid.
I don't want to be a shark.
Who's gonna fuck with a giant
that's
squid?
Not true because humans mess with you.
Yeah, I don't want to be a shark,
who's gonna fuck with a giant squid?
Yeah, I do. No, I like
probably a human.
Colossus squid.
Probably
the giant, a colossus like the big, squid. The biggest ones.
The ones so that live right at the bottom of the ocean.
So would you be Cthulhu if you could be any mythical creature?
No, I'd be a phoenix.
Ooh, phoenix is a good idea.
So you say giant squid and then the fucking god of monster daddy of squids, you wouldn't be.
I think phoenix is good because you'll never die.
Did you know?
I identify as a woman,
so,
squid.
Whoa, shit.
You know H.P. Lovecraft?
Yeah. I mean, not personally, but yeah.
Oh. He's you know, the horror writer who I'm pretty sure he was the one that coined Cthulhu.
Yeah.
From my understanding, from talking to my friend who loves H.P. Lovecraft, I'm pretty sure he's saying that as soon as you see Cthulhu, it's the end
that's
of the
it?
World.
Yeah.
It's oh, just really? The end of fair. Humanity.
Why? Fair. Because he's gonna take over the world.
Basically, Cthulhu means the
to
end,
be, to
end
be
of
fair,
humanity.
If you saw
and he's a giant squid monster.
Yeah,
thing.
I've seen him out of South Park.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I can't get more than like waist deep in water without having a panic attack.
To be fair, I'm pretty terrified of deep water too.
No, I'm not even deep water. I can't get in a pool without.
Really?
Like, yeah, no, I hate
if I can
it.
See the bottom, I'm fine. But even if like I go to the creaks and rivers and stuff, I hate it.
Yeah,
I can't see where I'm stepping or what's underneath me, it freaks me the fuck out.
What's the movie?
Rogue.
I blank, no. I was thinking Inception, but it's definitely not that. No. It's
about water?
There is. No, it's a planet. They're going to planets. They're going to try and find something.
Interstellar?
Food. Yes. And there's the water planet.
Mm-hmm.
Blake and I went and saw that at the movies. And
it's
I'm
a great
sitting
movie,
there.
Man.
It was all right. But I'm sitting there and I was like, that's a wave. And Blake's like, it's a mountain. Mm-hmm. I made myself bleed.
Genius.
But it's a movie on another planet. I made myself bleed making a fist.
Because you freaked out.
Because of the water.
To be fair, mm-hmm. it is. That is an intense scene.
That was before the wave came.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Mm-hmm. But like,
did you
I was
scream?
Making a fist. No, but I was sitting there and I was just like,
dude, when I saw that, when he's like, those aren't, there's, he's like, because then he realized it was going the other way and then he turned around and there was like a wave right there. You're like, ah!
Yeah.
Dude, that was a fucked
it
up.
It was
just
not
snuck
okay.
A mint in there. That was like lightning mint. Oh, I forgot about
they
brownies.
Were on the kitchen bench.
Yeah, Cass, okay, Cass is coming up. I'm not sure. We have to have a discussion who's better now. Like
me.
Luke, who brought beers the first
Rachel.
Time?
Rachel.
Rachel brought beers.
She brought a six pack of beer.
And Cass baked us brownies.
I bought 16 pieces of brownies that I baked.
I think we're gonna have
going
to have
on
Cass
like by number.
What
means she
also yeah. Effort though. She did it herself. You know, she didn't just go to a store and buy it.
Rach is just like, I brewed that beer myself.
Sorry, Rach. you've now been oversurped.
Sorry.
Usurped.
You've been usurped. I
usurped
like that.
As the greater guest.
I'm trying to think of an animal.
Oh yeah, you haven't like answered
back
yet.
To the question.
Yeah,
sorry.
I'm trying to think of a really cool animal that I'd
you'll be a honey badger because honey badger don't give a shit.
Honey badger don't care. Don't give a shit. No, I don't know. I think
pick one. You know what? You know animals. Pick an animal. You're a monkey.
I reckon
you're a monkey.
No, I reckon I would love to be
hummingbird.
No,
lizard.
No,
lizard would be cool.
You know what? I'd love to be like fucking massive,
squirrel.
Massive ocean dwelling thing and just being like, come fucking
like a blue whale.
Maybe not a blue whale.
Killer whale.
You could be a colossal octopus. I don't know if it's a thing, but we could be buddies.
I'd want to be like one of those like,
I don't think they're friends.
I'd want to be one of those really massive undiscovered mystery creatures in the bottom of the ocean.
Terrifying, but cool.
Just like the scariest badass one. That's
have
like,
you seen the movie, The Meg?
The Meg. I was literally about
that's
to bring
like
that
pretty
up.
Interesting movie. Because like they look at it as just like the what they know as the bottom of the ocean.
Mariana Trench, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was at the bottom of the Mariana Trench. What is the bottom of the ocean? Wasn't actually the bottom. and it was just like this like thick layer of ice. But because they figured out how to get through it, they went through it, and there was like this whole ecosystem underneath there.
It's all like prehistoric, cool. basically. It's going back.
Well,
to
yeah, because it hasn't yeah. hasn't been involved.
That movie's so dumb. It's so good.
It's super dumb. But you enjoy it, how dumb it is. Yeah. You're like, man, this is so dumb. And like, spoiler alert, there's two Megs, so they catch the first Meg, and then like the second Meg comes and eats it. You're like, what the fuck? It was so dumb.
That's an hour. Do we want to do our fantasy creature before we knock off?
Or my fantasy Phoenix is a good idea because.
I'm getting it.
You'll never die. You'll never die.
Exactly.
And your tail feather is in Harry Potter's wand.
Yeah.
Yaz is sitting at home. Yaz is going to listen to this and be like, why do you bring up Harry Potter? That's so cringe.
Yeah, dude. I'm with you, Yaz.
And I do not apologize. Fuck you.
I think my mythical would probably be a dragon. Dragon would be sick.
Dragon would be cool.
Dude, that's so mainstream, dude.
Fuck you. Dragons are cool, man. What's your mythical then? What's your mythical that's not mainstream?
I've got to think about it.
Oh, you giving me shit. You know,
I'm really bad at making these decisions. You know,
One that was like, hey, who wants to go out a mythical round? And you didn't even have one ready.
No, I didn't. Well, because I was too sure.
Well, a hippogriff.
No, I wouldn't be a hippogriff.
What's the Pokemon? What's the one out of Harry Potter? The hippogriff.
I wouldn't be that dumb thing. You're dumb.
You're the one that can't think of one.
Yeah, I know.
You'd be a mythical monkey.
A mythical monkey.
I don't know what it looks like. Just a monkey that's like three heads.
I pictured them from like the ones from Wizard of Oz. With like the wings. You'd be like, the only mythical monkey I could think of. Don't be
no. I'm just imagining that with your face now.
You know, I wouldn't be, I'd be that, it's like, I guess it's a dragon. The guy.
It's a dragon. Oh, that's so mainstream, piece of shit.
You know the dragon from Neverending Story? He just flies around.
The worm
just,
dragon.
He's just like.
That's a
that dragon specifically.
That's a dragon, but like, you know, different species of dragon.
Or whatever.
Different animation style.
Yeah.
Dude, but fuck you, man. You gave me shit about dragon. You stole my idea completely. You're like, dude, that's so mainstream, but not as mainstream as me. It's just stealing it.
No, I reckon I'd love to be like a goblin. Just be like,
pretty good goblins.
Just fuck with people like, just poke you.
I think phoenixes would be the coolest though.
I'm getting a tattoo of a phoenix in
What more mythical creatures? There's like a griffith.
Hydras. Five-headed hydra. That'd be fucking
Technically three heads, but their two heads come up whenever you cut their head off.
Cthulhu.
Yeah, actually, I'd be for Cthulhu. Yeah, fuck all dragons and shit.
Just like Cthulhu. Be the bringer of darkness. Yeah, I see you. All right, that's a good point to end it on.
I would just be the Grim Reaper.
And on that note.
Thank you again for listening to your 20 millionth second and third favorite podcast.
Yeah, thanks again. Sorry in advance because we're not going to have any much footage.
We had a little bit.
I don't even know how much recorded on my phone. Like, we'll see what happens.
You know, we're going to buy just a video camera.
Well, we're soon going to be doing remotely, so it's going to be a lot easier.